Hey everybody, I just wanted to talk about the Federal Reserve meeting today and the trade that I saw set up after the meeting, a little bit after. So to set the stage, expectations were really hawkish, leaning towards the Fed probably doing something more aggressively with rates. They were supposed to hike today, everyone knew that, but the risk was they were going to hike four times in 2018. And new Chairman Powell came out in his first address about a month ago and was pretty hawkish and rattled the market. So that was kind of on everyone's mind. In the fixed income, the 10-year treasuries were beaten down really low on pretty much every time frame going into the report. So I'm thinking about looking for a reason to buy it for the most part because the expectations were so negative. And the way it's set up, always it's always different than you think, but I think it's set up pretty clean. And what happened was the press release said that they only were going to hike three times according to the dot plot in 2018. So all the HFT news reading machines bought the fixed income a lot higher. And then slowly it went all the way down and punched through and made a new daily low. So everyone who bought that got beat up pretty good. And then after that, it slowly walked back up into the range. And that was my cue that they flushed out everyone who bought. And then the chairman was fairly balanced in his statement. So on top of a dovish press release, you got more of a balanced outlook in the statement. And then the fixed income kind of ground back up to the highs, and I think it'll probably continue going a little higher here. So if you were patient and you kind of recognize what the other players were doing and how they got hurt, there was a really nice trade that set up after. And I think that's often how it goes, as you prepare and then something happens that you can't quite expect. But I think knowing that people were going to be jumping a headline and then how they got hurt was the key for me to figure out when to get in.